Hi, it's Jenny and Bill, and we're the husband and wife team behind Simple Bath and Kitchen. And yes, we've lived through our own remodeling disasters.
One involved a jackhammer in a flooded laundry room. Ask me later.
Yes, I remember, Bill. That's why we built a company focused on beautiful results without the drama. No sales games, just a process we want in our own home.
Because let's be honest, remodeling should make life better, not messier.
Get started today at simplebathandkitchen.com or call us at 614-888-BATH.
At Care Heating and Cooling, we put you first. You are the reason we're open 7 days a week and why it's easy to schedule service at careheatingandcooling.com. Your safety is why we check every gas furnace for carbon monoxide. And it's because of you that our techs are paid to fix your furnace, not sell you a new one. So it's no surprise that last year, Care was awarded a BBB Torch Award for Ethics, because at Care, we're committed to doing business right. Call Care at 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to hour number two, bright and early here on this Monday morning to kick off a new week on the Early Line on Sports Grid. He is Donnie Wrightside. I am Ben Stevens. Speaking of kickoff, we've got a lot to break down around the National Football League throughout this second hour. We'll go all the way to 11 a.m. Eastern time. It is a month of football. Tomorrow, a majority of the NFL shows up to training camp. By the end of day Wednesday, everybody who wants to be in training camp will be there for all 32 NFL clubs around the league. We've got Big Ten Media Days this week, ACC Media Days this week, more Group of Five leagues underway in Media Days as well. DRS, we're about 35 days away from the start of a new college football season, nearing that 30-day mark a little bit later this week in week zero over in Dublin. So much to break down from a perspective of football, but we start this second hour with basketball news as well.
Yes, exciting times here. Hour number two, hot topics, you know it. And yes, it's going to be good, because sooner than later, we're going to get those clips and those videos from players at training camp showing up, not showing up here, working out in pads, players hitting. But then we're going to get this. Like, I just wish we can cross the fingers here, Ben, right, and say, can we just go through this entire preseason where not one meaningful player actually gets injured and you don't get to enjoy it? Because there's nothing worse than that. Now, granted, if it happens to one of the teams that you root against, it's like, it's a sport, just what happens. It happens to your own team, it's devastating before it even starts. So hopefully everybody gets to the starting line. When we see it, Philadelphia and the Dallas Cowboys, that opening Thursday night, and the season goes off without a hitch, that's what I root for at this point. But you know, it's never the way that goes.
No. And DRS, we got a little glimpse of that already this weekend. Two teams already have their veterans in camp, the Chargers and the Lions, LA and Detroit, in our first football game of the year. 10 days from now, a week from this upcoming Thursday in Canton, Ohio, the Hall of Fame game. And what was one of the things plaguing Detroit last year? Injuries, defensively, especially up front. We'll talk about it a little bit later on, but bad news in Motown. WNBA All-Star Weekend in Indianapolis. DRS, we talked about Nafisa Collier and her team winning during the All-Star game. You are not a fan of exhibition matches. We get that three-point contest. Sabrina Ionescu wins her second crown in the last 3 years. Natasha Cloud goes home as the skills champion. Of course, a ton of conversation and conjecture that is often the case, sadly, around the W, outside of the actual play and what happens on the playing surface. Players in warmups on Saturday ahead of the All-Star game in Indy wearing shirts that say, pay us what you owe us. It really caused a lot of conversation. DRS, you made some points prior to the break. I just want to state some facts around this conversation. Facts often get lost in conversations that have a ton of dialogue from the very start. You all can make your own assessments. WNBA players in wearing pay us what you owe us are not asking for NBA salaries. What WNBA players are asking for is more share in the revenue streams that come out of the W. For instance, NBA players make about half of the revenue produced by the association. That could be TV deals, the richest and most lucrative in terms of revenue production. It could be gate sales, that's tickets, it's merchandising, it is all of that stuff. WNBA players currently, under the current CBA, only make 9.3% of what the WNBA produces in terms of revenue. So 50% for NBA players, 9.3% for players in the WNBA. It is a star-driven league, none more so than Caitlin Clark in the boom that we have seen in women's basketball now here in the WNBA. So over the weekend in Indianapolis, DRS, they started some of those CBA negotiations. Last October, the WNBA Players Association opted out of the current CBA, timing up with the new TV rights deal that is set to go into place starting in 2026. Right now, currently, on an annual average salary basis or annual average per year basis, the TV deal pays the WNBA in full $60 million per year. Starting next year with a lucrative deal, it's around $200 million per year. Obviously a large increase, which is what WNBA players are arguing for. A larger slice of the pie, if you will. To Donnie's point, you heard it a ton on Saturday. Before a lot of this new birth and growth in the WNBA, the league as a whole hemorrhaging money, a ton of losses in terms of overall profit. Revenue, different than profit, just so we understand. What you produce is not always what you gain. And the owners have been losing money for a very long time in the three-decade history of the WNBA. Also should be noted, final fact and figure I will share, the NBA as a league owns more than half of the WNBA, around 60%. So some of the actual monetary figures, DRS, are kind of lost in the shuffle of the NBA finances as well. All right, to you, DRS.
Yeah, they will make more money. You're right about that, because the key ingredient is over the past couple of years, the WNBA, let's just say with ratings and just people talking about it, exponentially higher than what it was a decade ago. And rightfully so. You're catching the wave of superstar athletes that people enjoyed in college now making it to the pros. And that's going to continue when Juju Watkins gets into the WNBA as well. Like there's the future is really bright for the WNBA. But also there's a way that you say to yourself, and again, when I use the like too much too soon, you have a wave of momentum. Do not stop that momentum. If you remember back in Major League Baseball, maybe before your time, the 1998, the home run, you know, derby that basically brought everybody back between McGuire and Sosa for one summer. When baseball struck and wiped out the World Series, they were at such a low point that they didn't even know that baseball could come back at that point. And that's all that I could talk about, because you're cresting right now. You want to keep the momentum. And yes, there's negotiations and hardcore deals, and it comes down to the last minute, and we want more money. We don't know what the ladies are asking for. We don't actually know what the WNBA makes. Because understand this, because I like sure. you can prove points and have your narratives any way you want it. But you can find the biggest firms in the country. Like, wait a second. You tell me Ford Motor Company didn't make a single profit last year. You have creative people that are able to work those books legally to show you didn't make a profit or you lost money, because that's a good business. What business is going to have a terrible account that goes, hey, you profited $30 million there, New York Liberty. Now you have to pay all these taxes. Oh, if I make a couple changes here, you didn't make any money and lost $1 million. Therefore, compound that by 20 teams. Hey, we lost $20 million on paper last year. But did you really? You'll get some good forensic accountants to go in. The ladies will make more money, but just I don't want to see it next to like, we deserve X amount, we're not paying it, and the league goes away, because getting that momentum back is never a guarantee, Ben.
Donnie, it's a really good point. And again, that is the financial reality of the WNBA as an organization and a business, of every single organization, large, small, or indifferent, throughout the United States. That is how it works. What you produce in revenue is not necessarily your profit. Very different things. Donnie, it's one of the reasons that some were a little bit skeptical of the WNBA Players Association opting out of the current CBA. Because again, $60 million in terms of the TV deal per year right now, $200 million starting next year. Even if it wasn't a fair shake, around 9.3%, obviously you would be making a ton more money as you go from 60 mil to 200 mil. But now as you opt out of the current collective bargaining agreement, it can lead to the owner saying, well, you want to see the actual finances? Here is how it works. It is a leverage game, and many fear it could lead to a work stoppage, a lockout ahead of the WNBA season in 2026. And this is making sure the momentum is not just a moment and continues in the great growth we have seen of the WNBA product. But again, all of that is at stake here. And Donnie, it does seem as though a work stoppage is imminent based on how far apart at least we are reading from both statements from the WNBA PA, the owners and the Players Association are in terms of what that rev share model and how much players will be earning based on the expected revenue that continues to grow for the W.
Yeah, but I don't think there's any way they start next season the way we're dug in, because you know how it goes. They'll end the season. They won't have talks, Ben, until like 3 days before training camps are supposed to open because of how far they are apart. We're going to miss games next year.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Some quick news from the NBA this weekend before we move into football, because again, the month of July is a football month. DRS, as we shared, Marcus Smart being bought out from the remainder of his current deal with the Washington Wizards and then intends to sign with the LA Lakers to join LeBron and Luka in Los Angeles. 2-year, $11 million deal, very similar to one that Bradley Beal signed after getting bought out from Phoenix. Marcus Smart goes to the other Los Angeles team, the 2022 NBA Defensive Player of the Year, on his way to LA.
Yeah, it's not a bad move. You're right, right? So as I start that off in the equation, Marcus Smart, though, going there, does it because it's the Lakers, right? Oh, Smart got bought out and went to the Magic. We're like, oh, okay, he goes to the Magic. But now it's the Lakers. Like, oh, that's a really big deal. But my always point of view is one team said, you're not even worth being here. Take your paycheck for how much we owe you and just get out of town. Like, you always take that with a grain of salt. Like, I see people like, hey, man, really like that Bradley Beal move coming over to the Clippers. Why? Like, he's been a disaster wherever he's been and a true non-winner where one team's like, we might stink next year, but at least we won't stink with you. Here's $100 million or so to go away at that point. Like, Damian Lillard at that point, you're injured there. Hey, still have, nope, here's your money. Get out of town. So for me, Mark, you know, Smart going to the Lakers isn't a bad move. But for people, it's like, hey, man, you know, that woke me up now. I wasn't even looking at the Lakers till they got Marcus Smart. Stop the madness. 3-time All-Defensive back in the day, 11 seasons. We're thinking about this guy back in his prime, like for Boston. Wow, man, this guy gets under your skin, plays great defense. I haven't heard Marcus Smart's name since he left the Celtics. So now he's on the Lakers. Here we go.
Yeah, DRS, it's a really fair point when you think about Marcus Smart. Again, after being traded by the Boston Celtics, which seemed surprising at the end of the 2022 campaign, he has spent the last two seasons in Memphis, last year with the Grizzlies first, traded to the Wizards. And I think more importantly than most, DRS, you see the combined games the last 2 years, just 54 over the span of the last two seasons. Again, even if he is just a defensive role player for the Lakers, is it an upgrade for a team that desperately, as we saw last year, needed defense and big men, and they get DeAndre Ayton and Marcus Smart? Yeah, for sure. You got to fill out the roster alongside LeBron James and Luka Doncic. Is Marcus Smart the missing piece that makes the Lakers the second or third best team in the Western Conference? No, as we see an 18-1 price on LA to win the Western Conference. The Lakers really right now kind of fourth, fifth best in consideration alongside the Clippers, alongside the Timberwolves as well. The NBA title odds in the Western Conference as a whole will still always run through Oklahoma City. The Thunder price a third of everybody else in the NBA. And then you see the Nuggets and the Rockets with that second best price from the Western Conference.
Yep, we'll see. Teams will continue to add. Maybe a blockbuster trade could happen in the summer. We saw it last year as well. But going down, it's the Thunder. Like, the Thunder are positioned as well as anybody. Like, we talk about the Florida Panthers in hockey. Like, everybody's coming back well-positioned. It's the same thing. You take a look at OKC, and they're not even needing to retool. They're just really good and really young, and they want it. So the expectations probably would be the Thunder will be even better, Ben, than we just saw them in their NBA championship season. It's going to be fun to talk about that Eastern Conference as it lays out. But that West is going to be really tough, and the toughest competitor is the OKC Thunder.
Yeah, no doubt about it, DRS. All right, Now to football news. The Kansas City Chiefs, as they show up this weekend to training camp, starting to pay their players. Trey Smith got his big deal early last week. Over the weekend, George Karlaftis, their first round pick back in 2022, out of Purdue, and a highly effective member of that defensive line in his first 3 years in the NFL, 24.5 sacks over the past three seasons, gets his second deal in KC. At the end of his 3 years, DRS, still 2 years under rookie contract, so even a better discount for Brett Veach and KC, always very proactive and expressing that financial foresight when it comes to their extensions. 4 year, $93 million deal. Does it set some record for edge rushers? No, it's $23.25 million per year, 10th highest paid edge rusher in terms of the extension AAV DRS in the NFL, but it's nowhere close to the TJ Watt, Miles Garrett, heck, even Max Crosby, Nick Bosa, Danielle Hunter numbers we have seen in previous offseasons, and this offseason's for four of those five guys.
Exactly, and it takes, you know, two teams to tango, right? The agent side and also the team side. Young player coming up, you want to keep him in the fold. So in 2 to 3 years when he's asking for twice as much, you're like, man, we saved some money by signing him to this extension here. No fault. Players are getting paid at this point now, and I will never fault an organization by saying, hey, Karlaftis, you're going to be with us for a couple years. Let's keep you happy. Let's keep you paid. Let's not get angry when you have to enter into your free agency year where we tag in, you sit things out. Good organizations pay their talent as early as they possibly can. Good for the Kansas City Chiefs.
DRS, the Chiefs show up to camp today in St. Joe, Missouri, as they always do. By the time we get to the end of tomorrow, 30 of 32 NFL teams will have reported to training camp. The final two to report on Wednesday, the Arizona Cardinals and the Pittsburgh Steelers. DRS, the Philadelphia Eagles will show up to camp tomorrow, getting ready for their Super Bowl title defense. Speaking of Super Bowls in Philadelphia, how about those rings? What's the jewelry looking like for your birds?
It looks really good, really good. By the way, before we get to the ring, Ben, like going to training camp, never forget this day back in 2004. Now, Ben, how old were you in 2004? What was the age?
I was 10 years old, DRS.
All right, so you're 10 years old.
Yeah, 10 years old.
I felt like a 10-year-old in 2004 because Eagles hadn't won a championship yet, but that was the year they got Terrell Owens via a crazy trade in an offseason. Now, the Eagles now go to the NovaCare Complex in, you know, South Philadelphia. They used to go to Lehigh University, which is in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Let's just call it, I don't know, 45 minutes, 50 minutes outside of the city, heading north maybe a little bit further. There was a day early in training camp where the first day that you were able to go see the players there, they absolutely locked down Bethlehem, Ben. People were pulling over in their car and couldn't make it to the facility to go watch the team play. That's how the expectations were for 04, which it did make the Super Bowl. But let's not forget it. The people weren't going to see Donovan McNabb. They were going to see Terrell Owens. One of the best days in training camp history for the Eagles where Bethlehem was on lockdown because so many people just wanted to get a glimpse at that Ferrari named Terrell Owens.
DRS, as we have shared, not many teams, we mentioned the Chiefs, the Steelers, but not many teams now still go to a unique destination. They're kind of just doing camp at their practice facilities. We'll talk more about the NFL, and then please talk about the rings. Please, next. Thank you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3 quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details. Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
So, as we get ready for more and more of the NFL to show up to training camp this week, we got more teams reporting on this Monday. Again, by the end of tomorrow, 30 of 32 teams, the Atlanta Falcons and the Dallas Cowboys, will show up to training camp on Wednesday for all 32 NFL clubs. And of course, DRS, with a good majority of teams reporting tomorrow, we'll make sure we note who is there. That's the expected and anticipated enrollees. Well, of course, note who is not there. The Bengals rookies showed up on Saturday. Shamar Stewart, not one of them, as his holdout as the final first-round pick to sign that rookie deal continues now in Cincinnati. But one of the main storylines we have discussed over the last week has been the top 10 quarterback rankings. Of course, anytime you list a top 10 list in the offseason, early in preseason, it is going to be some conjecture. This was not from the minds of a media company. This was reported to ESPN in a survey and straw poll by NFL coaches, executives, and scouts around the league. Again, here was their top 10 list that we have spoken about at length. Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Jaden Daniels, Matthew Stafford, Justin Herbert, Jared Goff, Jalen Hurts, and Baker Mayfield to round out the top 10. So our producer extraordinaire said, all right, enough of that list. Let's hear it from you guys first and foremost in the context of the explanation and getting ready for a new NFL campaign. So we unveil our top 10 quarterback lists on this Monday. And Donnie Wrightside, please begin.
It's pretty, and again, these are our lists here, and we're not going to go crazy and say, hey, man, J.J. McCarthy's in the four spot because he was really good at handing off at Michigan. Like, we're not going to do that. But some players will be the same spots. Some players, people are like, oh, you have them up a little bit higher, but there's no true word. There's no exact slot on which way these quarterbacks will go. So for me, just to start in the top five, it's simple. Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the NFL. I don't care what anybody else is doing. If there was a draft today that had, okay, pick your quarterback first, Patrick Mahomes will be on the top of everybody's list. If not, you're a buffoon and you probably run the Cincinnati Bengals and or the Cleveland Browns. But as you said that, number two, Josh Allen. Number three, Lamar Jackson. Number four, Joe Burrow. Number five, Jalen Hurts. Now, Jalen Hurts might be that, you know, magnifying spot at number five. Like, ooh, you could put so many guys in there. But that's my list on what I anticipate from a quarterback, what he's done in the previous season or two, and what I expect him to do in the next season or two. That's my criteria. It's like, all right, what are you getting now? What did you just get in the rearview mirror? And what's just in front of you? I'm not projecting by saying, hey, this guy's got 15 years left in the NFL. He's going to be a better quarterback at this point. I'm not saying that, oh, well, Lamar Jackson, the best of them is in the past. Like, no, Lamar was really good 2 years ago. Lamar's going to be really good in 2 years, and Lamar is really good right now. That's why I have him listed there at number three over Joe Burrow. Well, Joe Burrow got to a Super Bowl. He's more of a stand-up pocket passer. Do you watch Lamar Jackson on a week-to-week basis, how dynamic he is? He absolutely deserves to be in that top five. But when I look and say, put into the computer, give me a quarterback, a prototype that I want, isn't Josh Allen everybody's prototype? He just doesn't get in there because Patrick Mahomes is all world and has multiple Super Bowls, MVPs. You guessed it. Like, he is the best. But otherwise, that 1A is Josh Allen. He can throw it. He can run it. He can lead a team. Now, does he have the Super Bowls? Does he have the championships? No, he doesn't. But when I want a quarterback, it's hard to pass up what Josh Allen actually gives you. That's my top five right there.
Completely agree, DRS. We kind of shared our thoughts. Again, criteria for what the execs, the scouts, and the coaches decided We don't know. Is it the guy you would want to build your franchise with starting from day one here today? Is it Super Bowl and playoff success more than it is individual accolades? For me, that matters most, what you do on those significant stages, but it's a part of your entire resume. So I'm not going to discredit Lamar Jackson being a two-time MVP in the National Football League and a first-team All-Pro at the quarterback spot. Patrick Mahomes in a league of his own. One and by far one in front of Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and Joe Burrow. Yeah. But as you shared, DRS, that is kind of the top four in consensus of how we feel. We have the exact same top five. I have Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson because of the individual accolades. And although Joe Burrow has one thing that neither Allen or Jackson do, that's a playoff win against Patrick Mahomes and an appearance in a Super Bowl, still, we need to see more out of Joe Burrow consistently. Two really great years. Injuries have curtailed to others. And then last year, comeback player of the year for the second time in his career. But the Bengals ultimately falling short. Was any of that on Joe Burrow? No. Had the Bengals been an 11-win football team with a better defense, Joe Burrow probably wins the MVP award. But Josh Allen has an MVP. Lamar Jackson has two, as does Patrick Mahomes. We have put Jalen Hurts in our top five. We'll talk more about Hurts and why he is top five next on the other side of the break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
As we share our top 10 quarterback lists on this Monday in a month of football, that is July, DRS and I have the exact same top five and the top four, slightly different order than how the execs, the coaches, and the scouts had it. We both have Lamar Jackson in front of Joe Burrow because Lamar has won two MVP awards and was first team All-Pro at the quarterback spot with a historic season in 2024. Sure, Joe Burrow has the Super Bowl appearance that neither Josh Allen nor Lamar Jackson hold at this moment, and Lamar's got some playoff questions. Josh Allen is still one of the playoffs, just can't slay it. That postseason dragon of Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, ousted by KC four times in the last 5 years. At least Josh Allen has been to multiple AFC championship games. DRS, where we really differ from the top 10 list that has been circulating is what we shared and expressed last week. We both consider Jalen Hurts a top five quarterback. Well, look at some of the numbers. It was Saquon Barkley. You sound like an idiot. Jalen Hurts has performed as an individual, but guiding his team to the most significant stage twice. Two Super Bowls in the last 3 years, and last year, brilliant in that playoff run for Philadelphia that resulted in a Lombardi Trophy. He has something on this list that very few do. A Super Bowl appearance and a Lombardi. On our list, DRS, there are three guys that have won a Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes has three. Matthew Stafford has one. Jalen Hurts, the other. Jalen Hurts is a top five quarterback. And if you need tangible proof of why, how about those Eagles Super Bowl rings, DRS, that were unveiled over the weekend, huh?
Beautiful. Absolutely a thing of beauty, taking it to the next level. The rings get bigger and bigger every single year. Maybe the delay on that Super Bowl, you know, ring presentation, which was supposed to take place a month ago, they had to do a little bit of an add-on here. As you see the pictures of the rings, absolutely beautiful. And the wings up top, when you press the button, as you see there, they open up. Yeah. So the wings, almost like the Batmobile at that point, try to slip in there with the doors. That is an absolutely beautiful ring. The bigger, the better as they get. Maybe the best. Look, people are arguing this might be the best Super Bowl champion, most dominant run that they've seen, best Super Bowl team in the Super Bowl era. Clearly have the single best ring ever in the Super Bowl era. I'm pretty sure the Dallas Cowboy rings are probably the size of like a small pendant and rusted green at this point because how old they are and probably knockoff diamonds that you could probably just chip pieces away from them. But that Philadelphia Eagles ring sets the standard for the next wave of ring. Like, what's next? Like, because we've seen the rings, like, oh, you untwist them, they open up, and they have, like, a little trinket inside. But the fact that now you have the extended golden wings, like, what is this going to look forward to in the future of other teams that actually win a Super Bowl Bowl championship and now have to innovate their ring into something like that. I think it's a great looking ring and two Lombardis on that ring, twice as nice. Woo! Love to see it. Love to see it.
DRS, you've got the replica Lombardis behind you in your at-home set. We also hope maybe to have a replica of that ring, and we could see the actual fashion of the wings opening as you press that button. Yes, it is a beautiful Super Bowl ring, but because of that, Donnie, is why Jalen Hurts deserves to be in the top five and why he is a top five quarterback. Again, criteria of why we make these decisions, at least as we have shared them, your team performance in reaching the most special and significant stages of the sport, that being a Super Bowl, that needs to be taken into account. And it's one thing if your defense was sensational or your offense carries the quarterback, but of course he is the orchestrator of everything. And then in those games that matter most, a conference title game, a Super Bowl appearance, you stumble and you are exposed. It has been quite the opposite. If you want to argue that Jalen Hurts was not the reason that Philadelphia won 14 games and reached the NFC Championship, all right, I disagree, but all right. But then when you look at what he did in the most significant games of his career, Super Bowl 57, Super Bowl 59, resulting in a Lombardi Trophy and a Super Bowl MVP award, and even in the NFC Championship route of the Commanders, DRS, Jalen Hurts is deserving of the recognition that for some reason eludes him in NFL circles.
No, I mean, you're right. Getting to the big games here and winning those big games. Like, take a look at Jalen Hurts' career. It is a big win when you get to an NFC Championship game. He knocked off the San Francisco 49ers. Fast forward just a couple years there on top of that, knocking off the Washington Commanders, getting to a Super Bowl, game number one, if the Eagles would have won, and that was at a field that wasn't an ice skating rink, the Philadelphia Eagles would have won that game. Jalen Hurts probably would be a two-time Super Bowl winning championship and a two-time Super Bowl MVP at this early stage of his career, because you do have to give the extracurriculars. You can put up all the fancy numbers you want, right? And we always equate back to Dan Marino, who I'm not saying Jalen Hurts is a better quarterback than Dan Marino, but there's something that happened, whether it's a defense or a running game, or he just wanted to pass the football, didn't equate to championships. He got to a Super Bowl very early in his career in the early 80s against the San Francisco 49ers. We all figured like, oh, Marino will probably be back here every 2 to 3 years. He's so good. Never got back to one. So for the fact that you have Jalen Hurts in a Super Bowl and lose it in that fashion, only to rectify that same situation against that very same football team and absolutely dominate them, you have to give a lot of extracurriculars to Jalen Hurts, because that's the way it gets down. You're a big-time player on a big-time stage in the biggest moment. Jalen Hurts has been that quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles, and deservedly so, being in my top five.
And Donnie, we often still look at the quarterback position, despite the athletes we see now play this spot, especially in the National Football League. And if it's not as pretty through the air, we knock them, right? If it's not as pretty through the air, we think, but are they really that great of a quarterback? Yeah. When you lead your offense down the field, which is the only goal, to score points, which is, again, the only goal in a football game, it doesn't matter how you get the job done. And so when you look at Jalen Hurts, DRS, there have been five seasons in NFL history a quarterback individually has rushed for at least 13 touchdowns. Jalen Hurts owns three of them, including the NFL record for a single season alongside Josh Allen, both doing so in 2023 with 15 rushing scores. Hurts had 14 last year and 13 in 2022. And again, if you want to talk about the individual performance and production ledger, go look at 2022 for Jalen Hurts before he was banged up a couple of games down the stretch and Gardner Minshew had to make some spot starts. He would have won the MVP that year, probably in front of Patrick Mahomes, and that would have negated any of the idea that individually Jalen Hurts is not a talented quarterback in what he does. The final half of our top 10, DRS, is where we slightly disagree. Go through the ending of your top 10. I'll get to mine after.
Yeah, going through. And again, there's arguments to be made all the way around that because it gets a little bit tough to slot these guys. Number six for me would be Justin Herbert, seven Goff, eight Mayfield, nine Daniels, and 10 Matthew Stafford. Now, when you look at this and say, well, why? Because criteria can be different. We're looking right now. We're looking for the career and what we have. I took like that 2-year window behind and 2 years like looking forward. I do think Justin Herbert is that next level player and takes a step up this year as opposed to what we saw last year, protecting the football, but him in the biggest moments in the playoffs haven't gotten over the hump. And also, like, Jared Goff might be not looked at. Like, do you see all the numbers that he put up in Detroit under Ben Johnson? Yeah. Like, you can't look past that. But also at the same time, is he a system quarterback? Can he win at the biggest level? Multiple interceptions against Washington. You can't have that, but yet you can't really hold that against him too far because Baker Mayfield, I think he's going to have a sensational season coming up with Tampa Bay. Love the offensive set they had. Adding another wide receiver in the draft here, he should put up good numbers. Jaden Daniels is on that rocket ship. And then Matthew Stafford, who's saying, you know what? Do I love what he did just the last 2 years? He won a Super Bowl, what, 3 years ago? 2 years have been okay, 20 touchdown passes last year. I need that to improve, but the expectations are his team is good this year. He's a good quarterback. They should make a playoff run. That's why he cracks the top 10 for me.
Again, it's accolades, it's resume. Matthew Stafford has a large one. Aaron Rodgers, if we were to do it just based on resume, would probably be in the top 10. But with given performance, we're not expecting a ton out of Aaron. We haven't seen a ton out of Aaron. We still have out of Stafford in critical moments in the projection for this year alongside Puka Nacua, Davante Adams, and Kyren Williams is that Stafford is going to lead a high-charged LA offense back to maybe a Super Bowl appearance or an NFC Championship game appearance. We'll round out our list of top 10 QBs on the other side of the break. Keep moving it forward next here on The Early Line.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
The back half of my top 10 in our top 10 quarterbacks list, all the rage right now as we get ready for preseason and training camp to begin around the NFL. DRS, I have Jared Goff at number 6 based on the performances we have seen the last few years in Detroit. Big question this year, right? A lot of expectation on the Lions to win a third consecutive NFC North divisional crown, reach the NFC Championship game for a second time in 3 years, which is something that had eluded Detroit as a franchise for more than 3 decades. But to your point, is it more just the beneficiary of being with Ben Johnson, or is Jared Goff in this new situation in Detroit relatively new? He's been there now for at least 4 years under Dan Campbell. Jared Goff continues to spin it. I give Matthew Stafford the benefit of the doubt with a Lombardi trophy, with his production, but not just past production, DRS, still the projection of what 2025 is going to have. What I want to build my franchise around a 37-year-old quarterback that might have 1 or 2 more NFL seasons. No, but I still give Matthew Stafford the credit in my top 10. Justin Herbert is who you would want to build your franchise around, but he has been awful. Like, drastically awful, both he individually and the Chargers, and the only two playoff appearances Herbert has made. This is the year to change that narrative. Jaden Daniels, we both have at number 9. The rookie was a record setter and guided his franchise to a stage Washington had not been since 1991. But it's still a one-year sample size. Got to see more. I think to be included in the top 10 is awesome. Where the execs, the coaches, and the scouts had in the top 5, a little bit too much for me. DRS, I do believe the 2024 featured a little bit of recency bias when we look at our top 10 quarterbacks. I don't love Dak Prescott, but I think he's the top 10 quarterback right now in the NFL when fully healthy and what he can do for the Dallas Cowboys. So I included Dak to round out my top 10 as well.
Yeah, it's Dak was right on the cusp for me, but also understanding like what the season is going to entail. Like when I look at my top 10, I look at all those quarterbacks on the list with those teams and go, they seem like they're going to be surefire playoff teams unless you have unbelievably ridiculous injuries that are across the board. And I look at Dak Prescott, I do think that he's going to have a very good season with the Cowboys. They'll win more games than they lose with a chance to make the playoffs. But when I just take a look at like the rearview mirror and the front, like, hey, you know what? Looking through that windshield, I can see the sign up ahead. I don't think it says like Dak Prescott winning, you know, enough games to get to the NFC championship game per se. That's why I just dropped him slightly outside of my top 10. It's not a knock. Like if you're in the top 15, you're a good quarterback. And he, I think, was 11 on my list of maybe trying to sneak him into that top 10. But I just kept him out because sometimes also the team expectations will creep in as opposed to what that player is and the expectations of winning a championship to try to factor in and move these guys up the list. I don't think Dak's going to win a championship, but I do think Dak does have a very good regular season. Certainly, let's just say in the top 12 for me, no doubt about it.
Baker Mayfield is in my top 12 as well. I'd probably list him at 11 and not all that far behind Dak Prescott. I do just believe DRS, as we've had this conversation a few times, that we need to put Dak in his proper context. Yeah. The Dallas Cowboys, with Dak Prescott or Tony Romo or even guys before Romo, have not won a championship, and they've been slighted by their own lack of postseason success, of course, in the last 3 decades. But when Dak Prescott has been either fully healthy or mostly healthy, he has played at least 12 games in 7 of the 9 seasons he has been in the National Football League. The Cowboys have won at least 8 games over what that projected win total is for this year. And Dak's last 2 fully healthy seasons, 2021, Cowboys were 11-5 in the 16 starts that Dak made. He threw for nearly 4,500 yards and 37 touchdowns. And then DRS, when he was fully healthy in 2023, the Cowboys won the division. They went 12-5, and Dak led the lead in touchdown passes with 36, throwing for more than 4,500 yards. Again, Dak Prescott and the lack of success he has had in playoff appearances, no doubt about it. But earning it through his regular season success and getting to the postseason, those chances have been there for Dak Prescott. DRS, of course, as we talk about top 10 QBs, then you have to go to the NFL MVP market as well. Here are where the MVP odds stack up entering 2025. Lamar Jackson, 5-1. He is the favorite. Josh Allen, our reigning MVP winner, plus 600. Of course, DRS, a lot of conjecture about these two guys last year in the race for MVP. Lamar Jackson won his 2nd trophy in his NFL career in 2023, winning that MVP hardware. Some thought Josh Allen had the better statistical year, but Lamar Jackson and his Ravens had the best record in the NFL. Last year, Josh Allen was making history, doing things in games that we have never seen out of a quarterback, like throwing, running, and catching a touchdown in a single game. But Lamar Jackson's season, more than 4,100 passing yards, 41 touchdowns. He was absolutely ridiculous. Maybe his best statistical year, and he didn't win MVP. But of course, Lamar Jackson was named first team All-Pro at the quarterback position. Josh Allen, 2nd team All-Pro at the QB spot. The first time in more than 20 years, only the 3rd time in NFL history that the first team All-Pro QB was not the MVP winner. That was very interesting last season, and maybe we are giving that bump to Lamar Jackson to get his 3rd trophy in the 7 years of his NFL career.
Yeah, they're probably the most talented team in the NFL. Like, just looking at them on paper, the Baltimore Ravens with Lamar Jackson, which then questions, well, how much statistics is Lamar Jackson going to have to put up? Because it looks like you have an incredibly tough defense, which is great, which means you'll be up in the fourth quarter, maybe running the football with Derrick Henry a little bit more than you need to pass it. But Lamar Jackson, maybe the season player that we see, because on a week-to-week basis, he can run for 100 yards, he can throw for 300 yards, he can throw four touchdown passes. We've seen it all. And his statistical anomaly last year of not winning the MVP was pretty incredible, because Josh Allen was great, but just the statistics alone was Lamar Jackson. Jaden Daniels at plus 750 is an interesting price, because he's being priced with the big boys there, and the expectations are, if he's the MVP, he has to exceed what he did in his rookie year, which means his team is probably going to have to win the division and be even better in his second year. Well, the anticipation is, yeah, you're supposed to get better on a year-to-year basis. Sometimes after that rookie season into the sophomore, I'm not calling for a slump, but if he has better statistics than what he had last year, was he rushing for 1,000 yards, throwing for 4,500 passes and 30 touchdowns, he'd win the MVP. I don't think he will. The one guy on that list, whereas if Joe Burrow and the Bengals make the playoffs, that means he had a monster season. So he is 6-1, right behind Lamar's 5-1, but Joe Burrow just sticks out in this MVP race. He does.
And Joey B has not received the MVP just yet in his NFL career. Plenty more to come next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
The NFL MVP conversation entering 2025, and DRS, you said it right before the break, it's not value because it's a buck behind the favorite in Lamar Jackson, but it really does feel like Joe Burrow. If he puts up similar numbers to what he did last year, when he led the NFL with more than 4,700 passing yards and in passing touchdowns as well, Joey B will be in consideration. I do believe, despite the statistical season that Lamar Jackson had and Josh Allen even making history in certain aspects last year, that if the Bengals were 11-6 in a playoff team, the numbers out of Joe Burrow and the performances and the highlights he delivered, he would have won the MVP award. I think the number is drastically short on Jaden Daniels. Got to back it up. Could you make an argument for Justin Herbert? We would think the stats would be there as we started to see that offense evolve last year in L.A. And I really do think you can make a case for Jalen Hurts, assuming Saquon Barkley is still really, really good. But that could be 1,300 rushing yards, not over 2,000 in 12 rushing scores. Hurts is going to have the production. I expect the Eagles to continue to look great in their Super Bowl defense. That 20-1 number on Jalen Hurts, to kind of look at everybody and say, well, if your only knock about me is how I play the quarterback position in my own individual production, here you go. I think that's a pretty tasty price on Hurts as well.
Yeah, Hurts actually should be ahead of Justin Herbert. I know they're both listed at 20-1, but for me, like, yes, the Eagles, pencil him in for what, 15 rushing touchdowns? Let's just say if he can stay healthy the whole year and the Eagles don't have a break at the end of the season where they can rest for week 17 and 18, that he throws, let's just say, 30 touchdown passes and the team is in first place, he's going to get a bump from that. But look at Justin Herbert. Yes, the talent is there, and I do have him in my top 10. I just don't know if he's going to be asked to do everything, you know, you need to do to win an MVP, because it usually is, why were the Chargers so good? Why were the Bengals so good? Well, they got unbelievable quarterback play. Now, I do like McConkey at wide receiver, but I don't know who else is catching the footballs of that. And also, you know, Jim Harbaugh, hey, man, I got an unbelievable offensive line and a couple banging running backs back here. We like to be fast and physical. I just don't know if the statistics will be there at the end. I do know Lamar Jackson is going to put up stats in whatever, you know, system he's in. Josh Allen, no matter what the record is here, he's going to be involved in quarterback sneaks and throwing touchdown passes. Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs, you pencil him in for double-digit wins. He's got his wide receiving core back. Maybe he does damage. Joe Burrow that we just went over, where the defense might not be so good, so the expectations are 4,500-plus passing yards and 35-plus touchdown passes. And then Jaden Daniels, he can work his way. And I just look at Herbert and say, if there's one guy, like, in, I don't know, the 25-1 or less that I don't want to bet on, it's actually Justin Herbert for me, Ben.
Interesting, DRS. I get it, right? Last year, we heard what the onus was going to be with the Bolts. Take the ball out of his hands and the pressure off of him. We'll see if that continues to be the case as they really started to open it up at the end of last season. Joe Burrow last year throwing for nearly 5,000 yards, 4,918. He led the NFL in passing yards and in passing touchdowns with 43, only 9 interceptions as well, really taking care of the football. DRS, a quarterback who will not be in the MVP race now or potentially ever is Will Levis. Some breaking news just shared out by NFL Network's Ian Rappaport. Levis will undergo surgery on his throwing shoulder, ending his 2025 season. The surgery is set for next Tuesday, July 29th. When did the Titans report to camp? Because did this just Titans show up to camp tomorrow? Did this just happen that he's like, all right, I can't make it through? Or is this like a play for Will Levis to be fine next year and to give the idea that in the final year of his rookie deal, the premise of what he can do, he'll be able to be out there? I understand the injury and when it occurred, but why make the decision now, a week after training camp is set to begin for your organization, are you electing to have surgery?
But also, here's my favorite part, like, you know, the big accounts, the Adam Schefters, the Ian Rappaports, tweeted out as breaking news. Is it breaking news for a guy that wasn't anticipated to take a snap in the NFL next year?
For sure.
To actually not take a snap in the NFL? Like, he doesn't even factor into the play. Like, I'm surprised he wasn't cut already, even before this, at this point. I understand we're starving for, like, football information, but this could have been a byline on, like, a newspaper that came out the next day in, like, USA Today. That's what we should have had here, not breaking news in the morning on a Monday. Oh, my God, Will Levis is out. Yeah, he was out already because he stinks. How about that?
He does stink. He injured the shoulder last year. He re-aggravated it later in the season, maybe in some mop-up duty, and has been unable, as Schefter said, to shake the discomfort. It feels like an agent tweet to be like, just wait till Levis gets fully healthy for the final year of his rookie deal, and you can maybe trade a seventh rounder for the former second-round pick. Hour three up next.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.